Iranians mark the Islamic Republic Day in ceremonies nationwide. The national day marks the 35th anniversary of a referendum in which more than 98% of Iranians voted yes to the establishment of the Islamic Republic. The referendum was held less than 2 months after the Islamic Revolution, which toppled the US-backed Pahlavi regime. Special ceremonies are held across the country to celebrate the occasion. Islamic Republic Day is also viewed as a turning point in the country's move towards independence and freedom. The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, has pardoned or commuted the prison terms of 920 convicts on the occasion of this day. Earlier, we spoke with Press TV's newsroom director about the significance of this day.
35 years ago, Iranians voted in a referendum that was an Islamic Republic, yes or no. And 99%, around 99% of those who voted, they said yes to an Islamic Republic. It was the first religious democracy system of governance that was created in the world. In Arab capitals, you can't see anything like democracy. In Saudi Arabia, which is a top U.S. ally, you don't see elections being held. In Qatar has a media outlet called Al Jazeera that is talking about democracy in Syria and anywhere else in the world. But Al Jazeera never talks about the fact that Qatar does not have a constitution. It doesn't have a democracy. It doesn't have elections. People in Qatar are not allowed to participate in elections. People in Saudi Arabia, they don't know what elections look like, how it feels to go and cast your ballot. So these countries, particularly Qatar and Saudi Arabia, are very much afraid of democracy, because if democracy comes, then their leaders will have to go.